This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. So head over there, enjoy those on us. Main feature allows you to control the content of the site. You submit different things that you find online that you think are interesting, that you think our other listeners might enjoy, and then you'll find out because other listeners will then vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website. See for yourself. And get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight here in the studio, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
All right, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231.
And we're live tonight on Saturday night.
I did mention that earlier. Yeah,
I just want to make sure that people understand. Who would imagine for a second that a radio talk radio show is actually live at 7 o'clock on Eastern on a Saturday night?
If you're familiar with talk radio, probably you wouldn't imagine that. So, yeah, it's pretty unusual, and that's why we're glad to be here to bring you something live to listen to and interact with. So dial in 800-259-9231. Some good news, actually, coming out of Washington, D.C., it's pretty rare that we get to report on good news, and even more rare that it's coming out of Washington, D.C. So we'll explain that coming up here in a little bit. And we've been talking about this dog tax thing for days, but never actually gotten to it, Mark. So if we get a chance, we'll do that, too. I promise you, eventually we will talk about the dog tax. Because I think it's absolutely outrageous. But first, we go to your phone calls. You can take control of the airwaves. And we'll talk first to Michael, listening in Orlando. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hi, how are y'all tonight?
Michael, doing great. What's on your mind?
I'm a 57-year-old gay male, and I have been listening to Scott the Bigot for many years on this show. And I got a question for him. If he can't get a woman...
Hello?
He can't get a man either.
If he can't get a woman, he can't get a mind. And a man. So what you're referring to, for our listeners that have no idea, is Scott the Bigot. He is an occasional caller to the show. Maybe he kind of borders on chronic caller, but he seems to take time on and time off. Like when he's on, he'll call every day, and when he's off, it'll be a while before we hear from him again. But he usually calls with some manner of hatred for another group of people or another, and it's usually the Jews or blacks or gays or women. So
yeah, he's not real fond of lots of folks.
Yeah, he pretty much only likes men who are, I guess, well...
white Anglo-Saxon.
Presumably he likes white Anglo-Saxon Protestant types, Christian people. And presumably he would like to have a woman, but he realizes that he can't possibly have one because, well, he's so full of hate.
Yeah. His bitterness makes him kind of unattractive.
Yeah, and so your point is that he wouldn't have a man attracted to him either.
No, but my issue is the killing in Arizona. I think Scott, if I ever heard somebody going out killing a bunch of people in Boston area, I go...
You think it was Scott. Thank you for the call. We got to let you go. Your phone's kind of sucking right now, but I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, suggesting that someone like Scott the Bigot, a angry, just somebody who just has real issues with other people being different from him, being the one to perhaps be the next killer as he hails from Massachusetts was his suggestion there. I certainly hope that doesn't happen, but the guy is seething with anger towards folks, and he does believe in some sort of a crazy race war thing. But on the other hand, it's usually the people that aren't talking about doing something like that that actually go out and do it. And Scott the Bigot, for all of his talk about a race war, seems more to me to be likely someone who's just going to huddle inside his home, which is fine.
Just a guess.
Yeah, and I think the whole idea of a race war is absolutely ludicrous. It's really just Scott projecting his hatred outward towards some sort of sick, violent fantasy that involves genocide against the people that he doesn't like. And in reality, with the rest of us in the real world, I think that we all understand we're human beings, and maybe we've got some different hair color or different skin color, but we all work the same way in general, and we all have the same feelings and mostly the same wants and desires. And I don't see racism, even though it's still out there in the world, there's no doubt about it, racism still exists. I don't see it being a large enough problem in any way to feed into some sort of a ludicrous race war.
Somehow, here in the United States, we elected a black president, and it seems to me if race was a huge...
Well, I didn't vote for any of those guys.
I didn't either. But if this was a huge issue, you probably wouldn't see a black president, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I've worked in the entertainment industry for a long time before I came out here, and I think that gender issues are much bigger nowadays than race issues.
Because, really?
Yeah, just within that industry. I mean, if you're a girl and you're either not completely evil and using everybody or sleeping with everybody, it's very hard to get forward. And men, all shapes, colors, sizes, doesn't matter.
But even though you may acknowledge that there are issues between genders in certain industries, it certainly wouldn't mean that you'd believe there'd be like a gender war.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's how ludicrous it is. The idea that there would be a race war is as ludicrous as the idea that all of a sudden men and women are going to arm up and start fighting each other.
There's been a gender war already, and we lost, just so you know, buddy.
Oh, we,
yeah.
The men, you
mean? Yeah, I'm afraid so.
You have to. I mean, if there was a world without women, it wouldn't be a world very long.
No.
Gotta love the girls. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Tom, listening in New Jersey. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I'm in New Hampshire. One thing I want to point out, that last year there were five members of Congress named Davis, and two of them did not get reelected to the House of Representatives. So somebody in the U.S. Capitol, some bureaucrat, had the job of taking down their websites a few days ago when their terms expired.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, they took down the website of Congressman Danny K. Davis, and that website doesn't come up now. And the funny thing is that he got reelected.
So you're saying the congressional aides blew it and they took down the wrong congressman's website?
Yes, yeah, somebody in the U.S. Capitol. Now, the thing.
Well, it's the government, you know. I mean, that's what they do. They screw things up.
And another point I want to make, when we've heard about how rhetoric supposedly incites violence, okay, one thing that we got to do, make sure, is that we don't let any rhetoric from members of Congress incite violence when they talk about we the people or the will of the people or it's what my constituents support. We don't want some victim of the government's unprovoked violence to come into one of those public meetings there and just start punishing us for having elected that creep because we didn't do it. You know, each person is a separate individual and a separate transaction.
That's like I said earlier, I did not elect Barack Obama, and I did not vote for John McCain, so it's not my responsibility.
So when somebody is a victim, let's say somebody gets busted by the Border Patrol for bringing drugs into the country, and they got the Border Patrol goons will say, hey, we didn't write the laws, take that up with your congressman, and don't let the congressman dish it back out to the constituents and direct the anger and the violence toward innocent people, but they can maybe direct it back to the Border Patrol agents, which they won't, or take the blame themselves. They're totally wasting their time trying to blame the importers because the importers, of course, know that they have every right to bring drugs into the country.
Yeah, it's a heroic act. I thank you for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want.
I'm not sure that I'm going to call that a heroic act, man. That's ridiculous.
To bring a product or service into an area in which it is prohibited? That's a pretty brave thing to do, don't you think?
Unfortunately, though, the drug war, because of what it is, it's only recruited, like, the worst of the worst to take on those jobs because, you know, they have to have that criminal mindset to begin with. They have to be willing to accept those sort of criminal behaviors. And so I think more shady people have sort of geared towards that job as opposed to the heroic types.
Well, that's true. it is true that because it's a criminal act that it does attract the least desirable folks. But not to say that all people in the drug trade are a bunch of criminals. Many of them are very nice folks who have families, and they're just trying to, you know, earn a living, really. A lot of them. Most of the ones I've met, as a matter of fact, are that way. They're just trying to earn a living.
You and I can agree that the only people that are enriched off of the drug trade are criminals, politicians, and police.
The police, yeah. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. But I think there's some level of heroism into bringing a product or service into an area that has been in which it has been prohibited. That's something that requires some courage.
Dumped on, poisoned product in half in many instances.
Well, it all depends. There's a variety of quality levels out there. 800-259-9231. It's certainly not heroic to engage in fraud, no doubt about that. More on the way. You take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they are all free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video. That means they're proving in the picture or video that they listened to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where it's what you want to make of it. We're going to have speeches and a debate, at least one. But the boat has a nice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a lot more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. There's a deadline of March the 1st, and the rates are as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, the toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. To your calls about whatever you want. Joe's in Tampa listening to WFLA. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Joe? Go ahead.
I got 2 points about what you guys were just talking about. The first is, I got to tell you, I didn't vote either, but I don't say that it's not my responsibility for what's going on right now. I mean, I don't think you can say that either, because it is your responsibility. It's mine, too. We need to get out and wake up. And, I mean, you guys talk about the drugs and who makes money from it. It's the politicians. And, I mean, you guys have a great platform. You're standing up and you're saying, you know, the things that people need to hear. And but my question is, what has to happen before we stop being herded and scared by the media and, you know, code red, we're in code orange threat level. I mean, all this stuff is geared to keep us, you know, consuming and not going out. When are we going to wake up and see that, you know?
Well, hold that thought for just one moment.
I want to talk about the responsibility to vote first, and my response, and therefore whatever responsibility I have for the results. First off, if I were to have voted in the used my vote in the national election, and voted for, you know, choice crap sandwich A or crap sandwich B, right? You know, two guys that essentially wanted the same stuff, as far as I'm concerned. How would I be then less responsible? If I had voted for the other guy, would I then not be? Would I then be responsible for what happened? You know, so how did I get responsible for, you know, the results? And first, and then secondly, how is the responsibility placed upon me to have to vote in the first place? I mean, where does that responsibility come from? What did I sign? What did I get in exchange? Where's the transaction?
And on the same token, I mean, I understand the whole wanting to speak out and, you know, having a responsibility to speak out. It just seems a bit excessive to say to me, because while I like speaking out against these things, I like showing attention, you know, on these issues, it's not a responsibility. It's just something that I feel needs to be done, so I'm doing it. You know, but if somebody wants to go live in the woods and never speak up about it, that's totally their prerogative.
Sure. Joe, your thoughts?
No, I was giving you guys props, man. I think that not enough people do it. And I just think, you know, our responsibility comes from being Americans, you know. And I just think that, you know, we're being tricked and duped every day. And how many times do we have to be shown that...
I don't think it's from being American, though. I think it's just from being human.
We see
atrocities done to other human beings, and so we feel the need to speak up. It's not a responsibility. It's just human compassion.
Everyone else point to? You guys have woken up. Now, what is it? I mean, how far? That's my question. How far do things have to go before everyone else wakes up?
It's a good question, and maybe everyone else can call and answer that. I don't know, right? I mean, everybody else is going to have a different point at which they've had enough. Everyone else is going to have something happen.
And they don't even know what enough of what it is. I mean, there's a good percentage of Americans that want the government to take care of health care. Those people clearly aren't to the point that they've had enough of whatever it is that I've had enough of, you know?
Well, there's also a good percentage of Americans that are in the government, and so they obviously aren't, you know, done with it, because that's how they get their money.
Well, there's a lot of people that work for the government, whether on a state, local, or federal level, that have had enough with the inefficiencies. They see on a day-to-day basis.
I have a question for you guys. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sure, go ahead.
Do you think that our political system is similar to a class system? Do you think that the average person could get elected?
It depends. It depends. In New Hampshire, where we all live, we moved here for the Free State Project several years ago. In New Hampshire, it is absolutely possible for an average person to be elected to New Hampshire state level offices. In fact, There are over 400 so-called representatives here in New Hampshire, and that means divided over a state of approximately 1.4 million people, it really ends up being several hundred people, maybe to a few thousand people in every district. So it is entirely possible for average people to be elected at that level. At the federal level, I don't really think so.
Right. You pretty much have to be a lawyer to get elected to some kind of major office.
Very wealthy. No, being wealthy
that
helps.
Wealthy helps, but, I mean, take a look at them all. It's a country that is ruled by lawyers, and I don't think that was intended to have been that way.
Well, celebrities are starting to get popular within that world, too.
Yeah. True. Ron Reagan was an actor.
I'm afraid of these town hall meetings with people are great, and them getting with the constituents and actually seeing it. You know, it'd be great if they did it, but now with what's happened, I think that they're going to stop going out and being with, the people that they represent. And I don't know. They rarely are anyway.
I mean,
on the federal level, I think that things, I think it's, they don't know what it's like to be a working citizen because of the, and that's not their fault.
I see where you're coming from. What you're saying is that after the events of last week, where the crazy madman shot up a whole bunch of people, including a congresswoman, that's going to result in more security being placed around these people and making them that much more insulated from their so-called constituents. And I can see where you're coming from. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But it's not like they're really that in touch with their constituents anyway.
Right. They were already insulated from their constituents from emotional level. These people pretty much have to be these narcissistic sociopaths in order that are completely devoid of largely devoid of feelings towards their constituents.
Well, and they all have staffs. They staffs full of aides that take phone calls for them and read mail for them and essentially keep a wall between them and their constituents. And the only time they usually come out to shake hands and things like that is when they're running for political office. And in this case, I don't know what this woman's plans were that was shot last week, but she was out at some sort of a political event. It wasn't like she was just meeting up with an average group of folks. She was at, as I understood it, she was at some sort of a political get-together in this parking lot. I don't know what they were doing.
When a politician goes out, they're campaigning.
Right, there's a reason for it.
They're not out there trying to get a feel for their district.
They don't care what you think.
Because when we saw all those town hall meetings last year where people were standing up and speaking out against things and whatnot, it was always the security would instantly look at the congressman or congresswoman, they would give the nod, and then they'd be hauled out so that they don't have to hear the people who don't like what they're doing.
Well, they'll pretend to listen when it's time to run for an election. Come out and they'll, great, just make sure you vote for me. Oh, great, thank you so much. What a pretty baby.
Would you like to have a beer?
Yeah, 800-259-9231, you can take control. Then if they get elected, then they go in and they dig into their little hole, their congressional hole, and they don't come out again until it's time to get reelected. More coming up. You take control, bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the website there and enjoy all the features that you'll find completely free. Features including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyers should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. And it's so easy, the average 8th grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I have the course. I thought it was so good that I went and bought it myself. It's jurisdictionary.com.
Before we get right back to your phone calls, a little further on what Joe had called in about and the question that he'd asked, I think deserves a little more discussion. His point was that, you know, we have a responsibility, this idea that we have a responsibility for what happens in Washington, D.C. At least that's my understanding of what he said. And I tend to agree with you, Meg, that it's not a responsibility necessarily. However, you are responsible for how you handle yourself. You are responsible for what you do in response to what they do in Washington, D.C. Like, I am not responsible for Barack Obama or John McCain. They are who they are, and they're doing what they're doing, and there's nothing I can do about that. But I can choose, and I am responsible for how I handle the situation. So when I look at the federal government and I see tyranny and I see oppression and I see stealing and I see killing, and I see all these things, and I have to ask myself, what can I do about that? How can I, you know, respond to this? What sort of things is within my power to do to affect this situation? And voting doesn't really affect it. As we were talking about earlier, you vote for one candidate versus another, you get the same result. I mean, look, Barack Obama is like George Bush. The third
Patriot Act, you know, the foreign wars that are going on. I mean, I can't tell you that's much different.
Yeah.
George Bush had presided over the single biggest expansion of socialized medicine in his time. Surprise, so did Barack Obama.
So there's not much you can do in that aspect, in that arena, the voting inside the system at the federal level, but I still can do things. I can talk about freedom. I can explain to people what the ideas of liberty are all about. I can withdraw my consent. I can make it clear that I don't agree with what they are doing. It is not my responsibility. I'm not responsible for their actions, but I'm responsible for my own actions in response to what they choose to do. And that leads to Joe's question is, well, when will people get fed up? When will people do something more than try to vote for one party or another? I think that's all that most people believe that they really can do is, well, I voted. Well, there's more that you can do, but
but voting's such a pointless act. I mean, the fact is that when people go in and vote, it's that 5% in the middle, the 10% in the middle that largely affect the election. So, you know, when you're talking about 10%, it's 20 points either way. So, I mean, how many elections are not decided by 20%? Very, very few of them. So it's those, so among those 10% are people that do not have any idea what they're doing. They can't name the Vice President of the United States of America. They don't know the name of their congressman in their district.
I don't.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, you know, like this is what the average American is dealing with. Even if I go out and I learn these things and, you know.
I don't either, for the record.
Right. But, you know, I'm somehow educated in these particular areas. I still don't know enough about these people to be able to actually give them the permission to lord over the rest of us. But, you know, even if I did, that 10% is still going to be there. I know that I have gone in that voting booth, and I'm not talking about national elections, I'm talking about local ones here, and been like, I don't know who I should vote for on this. Anderson sounds like a good name. And I just check the box. I mean, people look at this stuff like it's a multiple choice test that they can't fail. Oh, yeah, we failed a long time ago, people.
Yeah, and it's like, if you are really passionate about a certain politician and you go, you know, campaign for them, you vote for them, and then they don't get in office, is that not enough to push you over the edge? Like, your guy isn't in, so, you know, obviously the government isn't going to be doing his agenda, so whatever, you know, you thought you were going to get in there, is that enough to push a person over the edge? Apparently not.
Apparently not. As long as people are in the paradigm that the system is the only option, it's very unlikely to me that they're going to come out of that. They're going to look at the system, they're going to see it, they're going to be frustrated, they might drop out of it. But
think about the cognitive dissonance that must go on. Say for the staffers and campaigners of the Edwards campaign from 2008. I mean, this is the guy that was cheating on his wife with cancer. And I'm not saying that Republicans are good folks. I'm just saying, like, here's a despicable individual who looks beautiful and has nice hair. And that's what we get in Washington.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you've got. People, and you keep voting for it, and it doesn't, and there's really no point in not voting for it. It's this screwed up system that really just allows the I mean, everybody knows that politicians are lying when their lips are moving, right? I mean, do I have to say anything else?
Who doesn't know that?
I really don't see a difference between voting for politicians and voting for your favorite, like, football team who's going to win or anything like that.
Well, the difference is the football team won't actually crush you, they'll only crush the opposing team, whereas the politicians, they're more than happy to crush you.
Well,
and empty your pockets.
The difference is when the Attorney General of New York gets caught with a prostitute, he's in okay shape.
Yeah.
When an ex-football player gets caught with a prostitute, his butt gets in big old trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. It creates a different class of people. They are the lords. We are the serfs.
And the football players actually have talent. 1-800-259-9231.
Being able to manipulate people like politicians do is a talent.
I was just talking about, like, pack animal beliefs, you know, like people getting these herds backing their one, you know, team or their one politician, and it doesn't even matter about the politics or the actual effect that it has on people's lives. It's just you know, we're all in this together to get this guy in. And
that's true. It is. You're right. From that aspect, it is a very sports team-like mentality, the red team, the blue team. And usually the elation happens on the election night, right? For the just like with the football team, when the football team wins, you'll hear their fans say, "We won," as though they were actually on the field throwing the ball and catching it and kicking it and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't the Barack Obama thing all, "Yes, we can"? And
sure, absolutely. And so if, when the political team wins, then it's again, "We won," and there's the elation, there's the rush of the win, there's the rush of the excitement that comes along with that. It peters out afterwards.
And
after
then they
the
don't notice all the, you know, horrible, horrible things that this person does because they won.
They notice it, but
there's excuses.
Because they were involved in it. You know, I gave you my despotic leader, so I can't. I would have to emotionally divorce myself from the crap
that
they did.
Look at the excuses they make, and they do it both on the Republicans and Democrats' side. The Republicans excusing George Bush and all the tyrannical things that he did that normally if Barack Obama were doing, they would be outraged about. Similarly, the Democrats excusing Barack Obama for acting just like George Bush.
Oh, yeah. I had a liberal friend actually tell me who was, like, so against the war, he would do the once-a-week protest against it once Barack Obama gets in. And the wars continue, he said, "Oh, well, he knows a lot more that we don't know, so we just have to give him the benefit of the doubt."
Right.
I was like, are you kidding?
That's the cognitive dissonance, in reality. It is being expressed in those words. Essentially, yeah, I realize that I have done, you know, that I voted for somebody and that he didn't do what he promised, but I need to be right. I need to make sure that I did the right thing and be comfortable with myself, so I'm going to just make excuses for this person, like, oh, well, he has to trust his generals. Oh, well, he's moving towards it. He's doing the right thing. It takes a long time. Oh, you know, fill in the blank. Whatever the party line is, the excuse as for why you voted for somebody that had bumper stickers. I've seen these things. I still see them from time to time where Obama has a peace symbol in the O.
Right. I mean,
for no war.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Obama's fighting the same wars that George Bush was, but he's for peace.
He won a Nobel Peace Prize, Mark.
Right. Before he actually was in office. You know?
Well, he was a senator before that,
I suppose.
He
had good intentions.
I find it so baffling.
So 1-800.
How can people be so blind?
800-259-9231. So that gets back to the question of what Joe was asking before is, when will people be fed up? When will people realize what's going on? And when will they decide to take more action or do something else beyond just vote? That's a question that only you can answer. And if you feel like answering it, you're welcome to it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. For us, it was years ago. We got fed up for whatever reason, found the ideas of liberty, educated ourselves, joined the Free State Project, and moved to New Hampshire in search of more freedom and gathering together with others. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit, and also take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. The number for you, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon with the same deals that you're used to, free Super Saver shipping. They've got dozens of categories. I mean, pretty much whatever you're looking for, they sell it. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, and it helps Free Talk Live at the same time. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard with LibertyStickers.com. Also, if you have a band or a business or you need bumper stickers made up with special slogans, Liberty Stickers can do all that, and they can do it for you at a surprisingly low rate. Go check it out. Check them out, LibertyStickers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Darius, listening in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida, to WSRQ. Hello, Darius.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I got some few cents added to this Free Talk Show.
Yes, sir. This is Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Free Talk Live. Basically, I feel like recently I got a very big input from my girlfriend's son. He came from the high school and he was really upset because his teacher called the student hemorrhoids.
The teacher and called the teacher at the high school called the students hemorrhoids?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I was pretty upset, you know, and I advised to my girlfriend to go to the school, to the principal, and talk to him, because this is not really nice tone of voice, you know, from the teacher, call the students that way, since also we have information from the other students to be a teacher, or being the teacher from the low grade, they call the kids brats. I hate those brats, but job is not bad. We can get a lot of vacation and all the benefits, so I can handle. And you see, from this point, follow this question from this other guy, whatever was talking about the responsibility.
Yes, sir.
This is not responsibility. This is needs to be like somebody have to talk straight to the citizen and tell them, open your eyes. Take a little bit time, slow down, and if you see something like this or hear incidents like that, go to the school and talk to them.
What happened? I mean, so you actually went, or she went and talked to them?
No, she said she's not going to do it because they're going to mark him and he's going to have a bad grade, so let's be in that way. And he said, well, it's not a big deal they called you a hemorrhage.
So she decided she didn't. I've just got to recap what you say to make sure I'm understanding. So she decided to not go and report it because she was afraid of retaliation?
Right.
Darius, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And even if you do go and complain to the principal, if they don't do anything, then what do you do? Well, you go to the school board.
I want people to try to change their minds, because absolutely could happen. Yeah, the mother could go and say, hey, look, the teacher called my kid and every other kid in the classroom a bunch of hemorrhoids. And that would be bad, yeah. Or whatever it would be. I can't say that I don't understand why a teacher would say that. But I think that it was unprofessional and probably shouldn't have been done.
Sure.
But try to imagine, pick up your mind and change it from a public school situation to a private school situation. Can you imagine for 1 second being scared of what would happen to your student if you went and talked to the principal at a private school about a private school teacher saying something like that? Because you probably wouldn't be.
Well,
because you control the situation. You could take your kid out. You could put them in some other school or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
you can't do with a government.
You can't do in a government school because, the teacher is above you. All public servants are not servants. They are your masters.
Yeah, and I think when people get out of that mindset of status ways and public schools and everything like that, it'll take out the bureaucracies and everything, and so people won't have to figure out, like, am I going to go to the school board or the principal? If somebody calls your kid a name, just go up to them and talk with them. There won't be this huge roundabout, how can I address this thing? It'll be talk to the person that offended your child.
That makes sense to talk to them, but if they don't make changes to their behavior
and
they don't apologize, you can go to their boss. And the thing that Mark is pointing out here, in a private situation, if that boss doesn't do anything about it, if they are just, they are hemorrhoids. Then you can say, well, I'm going to take my little hemorrhoid and we're leaving your school and you're not going to get any of our hemorrhoid cash anymore. And the private school will then lose a student or more than one as a result of doing something like that, because they're always going to be beholden to their customers. Unlike the government school system, whereas if this lady were to go into the principal's office and complain about it, they might blow her off. They might claim they're going to do something, but nothing is ever done. And the teacher may still continue to act out in the future, then the only other solution is to go to the school board in an attempt to get both the principal replaced or the teacher replaced or whatever. And if the school board doesn't pay attention to you, then the only option at that point is to run for school board and to try to change the school board and to try to change the political makeup of it so that it can be more in...
Right. You could take your kid out of public school, but you've still got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Right, and then that's the ultimate problem, is because you're still paying.
It's a monopoly.
Right.
You never get good customer service out of monopoly ever, ever, ever.
Right, no matter what happens.
Whenever anybody says there ought to be a law, what they're asking for is a monopoly in that particular area. And, I cannot imagine how it is that people haven't learned this lesson, that when you leave something to a monopoly, you're going to get poor customer service.
Maybe they have learned it, but they don't feel like there's anything that can be done. They feel like the school system is entrenched, that it is what it is, and we all have to pay property taxes, the price of living in a civilized society, and there are all these excuses as to why this is how it is and we just have to deal with it. This is how it is. And it's because it's easier to make excuses like that and to just go along paying than to do something courageous like not pay. Or to do something courageous like get together with other parents and refuse to and have some sort of a property tax revolt where you say, screw this, we're taking our not only are we taking our kids out of your schools, but we're going to take our money out of your system. Right. That would be real courage. It would be something that would make a difference. It would make a huge splash in the news, but it would take risk. It would take people being willing to put their properties on the line, and people are too chicken-ass. They're not going
to
do it.
I think the first step is to at least talk to your friends and family about, about solving their problems with the government, because everybody thinks that the government has a solution to a problem. But I'd love to hear about one successful solution that the government's had to problems.
If you've got one, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to TJ in the meantime, listening in Waco to Info FM, KBCT. Hello, TJ.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, y'all were talking earlier about how it's, I'm just kind of paraphrasing, how it's a little pointless maybe to vote.
At the national elections, yeah, I would say so. Locally, it's not as pointless.
Well, but, you know, my argument would be, you know, if you look at the voting percentages, as, you know, the lower the voting percentage goes as to how the country has changed, you'll see that the less the percentage of population voting, the more towards statism we move to.
That makes some sense.
If people voted, then,
Where are you getting these numbers from? Because I would think that when you're talking about a low percentage of people voting, you're talking about small towns where people aren't involved. And usually small towns where people aren't involved, they don't have much money anyway, so they can't be particularly statist. So
wait, we're talking about national level,
I assume you're talking about national level.
I'm talking about national.
I don't see that. That doesn't make sense because weren't there plenty of people that voted in the last election? And look, there's plenty of statism. Oh, I don't understand.
Also, I mean, the two could be completely unconnected at all.
Yeah, what's the correlation here?
Well, listen to me, because if you look at, okay, the people that love government, they're going to go out and vote.
Yes, they are. True.
So if the people that don't want government in their life stay home, what are you going to get?
But you're still going to get, it doesn't matter if the people that that don't love government go out and vote, if you're voting between two characters who love government.
Yeah, there's no government option on that list.
Look, man, well, there's always the Libertarian Party, but even in this case, the last election, their guy was a joker. Bob Barr was not a pro-freedom guy. He was maybe slightly better than the other two candidates, and he didn't do any better statistically than Harry Brown did, the less known Libertarian candidate in the year 2000. I've done a lot of the third-party outreach stuff, man, and I know, talking to people, they don't want to vote for a third party. There are all kinds of excuses as to why people will not vote for a third party. So even if what you're saying is true and a bunch of people that love freedom all of a sudden come out of the woodwork and decide to vote, if they vote for John McCain, we still have a warmonger as a president.
If they vote in all the different elections, eventually you're going to have people that rise to the top that are freedom-loving people.
I agree that it could be better if freedom lovers went out and voted, and I'm for that. However, what I see is a lot of people voting that have no business voting, and you know that for every one of them that votes, it knocks out somebody who does know what they're doing.
TJ, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the idea. 800-259-9231. Don't know how likely it is. Hour two's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.